the fuck is going on, big boy?
I mean, bad talk dirty to me.
Fuck you.
I love when you say fuck, say it again.
I'm fighting every war at once and I'm winning. You can't think of me as you did in the beginning.
By the time you hear this song, you've gone wrong. Caught in the labyrinths of time.
Yourself to be yourself tonight.
See, the thing about spirituality, which seems to be absolutely essential in terms of someone's survival, and far more important than intelligence, I mean, the thing is, it seems to be like there's two givens. You know, one is that it's a real identifiable thing. I mean, it's a sense that can be cultivated through discipline. It's not mystic. It's a very possible and real function of the body. Like that feeling of wholeness, of well-being, like of a great mushroom trip, you feel loving. That feeling, part of a whole, part of something, that's it. That's it. You know? The second thing is that it requires a complete and total leap of faith to believe in it enough to cultivate the discipline. You know, to do the fucking yoga or the meditations or, you know, prayer or the fucking, you know, ritual killings, you know, whatever.
This is a... a lot of information, you know what I mean? I'm just... I want some peace of mind.
It's not gonna happen in a flash, man. It's not love at first sight. It's a process. And you can't think your way there, man. You gotta feel it. You gotta rest your brain. Cut it off.
Mindless.
Yeah, sorta. Leap, dude.
Take the leap.
If you're looking for a purpose in life, do what's right as your purpose.
That's not what Nietzsche says.
Oh?
Nietzsche. Let me tell you something. Nietzsche wound up talking to his horse. And I know what you're gonna tell me. Sartre, right? Well, Sartre was a fucking fraud. He copped it all from Husserl and Heidegger. Go on. Hey, you should start at the beginning. Take a look at Kierkegaard.
Whatever.
Hey, Kierkegaard said, every duty is essentially duty to God.
Nigga be a leader, not a follower.
What?
Master P said that.
Wait, you still listen to rap?
Why?
It's just all about marketing now.
So what's it sound like?
What? Out there, man. How does it sound? I'm asking how it sounds. This world on the brink of apocalypse. What does that sound like?
Well, can't you hear it? You already that far gone?
Because, I mean, to me, all I can hear when I go outside is the thunder of a coming storm. The crashing of wheels, man. You know? The sound of reckoning coming our way. I see you a little scared. Maybe your ears ain't attuned to the right hemisphere and whatnot. We'll fix that. Tell me what you think of this sound. This is the sounds of the street, motherfucker.
This is important stuff. I mean, these kids are being screwed. There's a whole generation of them. They've got constitutional rights that are being violated every day by the police. Take the kids, they rough them up, they throw them in jail.
Fuck that shit. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
That goddamn motherfucker, you know?
Right you are, motherfucker! Right as rain.
You know, people walk around like this is all something. They're fucking laughing. Nobody takes even one second to think about what's really going on.
You sound depressed again.
I mean, how can anybody not be? You'd have to be fucking nuts not to be. I mean, you'd have to have your head wedged so far up your ass that all you could see is your own stupid face.
What specifically are you talking about?
I mean, everything is so fucked up. I mean, why can't we all just get along?
Nothing but these fucking jerk-off hippies on the road today.
I mean, what you want me to say? What you want me to talk about? You don't want to hear knowledge. You don't want power. You know, not for us. You just want us to be Sambos and be happy and do our little jigaboo dance on MTV or BET. That way we can please y'all, get y'all to clap, buy some records, and fuck off.
Things change, man.
Things change? For who? For you? For me? Things ain't never gonna change in the hood, B. It's just gonna fall. Babylon gonna fall before it change, man. And I ain't no prophet, but that's the fucking prophecy.
Occupied. Then you swim. Then you swim. Then you swim.
I feel like I've been fucked in the ass by God himself. And he pulled out and jizzed all over my face, got my eyes, and now I can't even open them properly.
I think what freaks people out about God is like an asexual being. There is no woman next to God, so God apparently doesn't fuck.
You're the Antichrist.
What? Yes, that's what you are. You are the motherfucking Antichrist.
How much longer do I have? Holy cow. That opening did not take long enough. We've got another 55 minutes.
You ever been in church? Like, hey, when's this fucker gonna wrap it up? I probably shouldn't talk about church and say fucking in the same sentence. But I love to swear, and I don't know that I'm not allowed to swear. Right? What if I die, get up to heaven, and God's like, hey man, welcome to fucking heaven. I'm like, what did you say? He's like, welcome to fucking heaven. I'm like, you can swear? He's like, fuck yeah! It's fucking heaven. Like, oh! See, I was always raised as a child never to swear. It's like, where in the Bible does it say you can't fucking swear? I'm like, no fucking where. He's like, yeah, now you're getting it. By the way, I saw some slutty bitches by the pearly gates. You can go tap that. They ain't getting in. I'm like, what?
Show me where it says you can't say fuck in the Bible. Show me. God's about loving people and treating people well and sharing joy and peace and happiness. It's not about whether you say the word fuck or not.
Can I get a fucking amen? Oomph, oomph.
So do you guys think free speech is alive and well in the United States?
They're trying to terrorize people into submission, but the revolution will not be terrorized.
Actually, I know anarchists who voted for Bush last time because they predicted this. They predicted he would be so fucked, it would absolutely cause a revolution.
So it doesn't fucking matter who's going to end up in office, all right? Because they're going to take their cues from the fucking Pentagon, the military-industrial complex. And I mean, it's a fucking multi-billion-dollar industry. You think anybody's going to fucking listen to the voters? No. fucking Boeing and fucking McDonnell Douglas and all the fucking Abrams tank people and all those motherfuckers are going to spend money on whoever the fuck's in office. It's going to change. You know what I mean? It's not going to change. They're going to do whatever the fuck they tell them to do.
Where in hell are you from anyway, Private?
Sir, Texas, sir!
Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down. Do you suck dicks?
Sir, no, sir!
Are you a Peter Pepper?
Sir, no, sir!
I'll bet you're the kind of guy that would fuck a person in the ass and not even have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around. I'll be watching you.
Wow. She really fucked up. Fuck them and the horse they rode in on. That's not exactly language for a lady. Hell, there are times that's exactly the right language to use.
America, fuck yeah, coming again. Save the motherfucking day, yeah, America. Fuck yeah. Freedom is the only way, yeah. Terrorists, your game is through. Cause now you have to answer to me.
Say, I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control. Here's Love Connection. Watch this and get fat and stupid. By the way, keep drinking beer, you fucking morons. Bum, bum,
what is your fucking agenda here? You people don't understand a fucking thing about how the world really works.
I understand. But I understand subjectively.
That's fucking nonsense. Your sick minds have been polluted with crap. Your music, movies, science, fucking bohemians on hallucinogenic drugs. All that shit has poisoned you. And it has nothing to do with the real world. And I suppose you believe that by eliminating me, you will eliminate control over some fucking artificial reality.
Reality is arbitrary.
Fuck you.
The way you keep people in line is to scare the shit out of them and tell them the only way they're going to escape this fucking fear is by believing in something that you know all about.
You're a smart motherfucker, that's right.
Who can kill a general in his bed? Overthrow dictators if they're red. Fucking amen.
CIA.
Especially the ones themselves have picked. Fucking amen.
CIA.
CIA
man.
Who can plan a riot in
CIA.
Vietnam?
CIA.
Who can have the troops restore the calm? Fucking amen.
CIA.
Who can buy a government so cheap?
Change
the cabinet without a...
if that's so great?
CIA.
Who will be the 51st
CIA?
Who can cipher anything to zeros?
CIA.
Not well known, but simply well paid heroes. Who can take the sugar from the sky? Pour in LSD and put it back. Watch republics like bananas. If they do not like their social manners, fucking amen.
CIA,
amen.
CIA,
who can train gorillas by the dozen? Send them out to kill their untrained cousins. Fucking amen. Well known to God,
CIA.
The one that copped his staff and copped his rod. Fucking amen.
You got a cigarette?
No, I don't see it. Hold on a second. You do the talking.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Tentative platform, Thompson for Sheriff, Aspen, Colorado, 1970. 1. Rip up all city streets with jackhammers and sod the streets at once. 2. Change the name Aspen to Fat City. This would prevent greed heads, land rapers, and other human jackals from capitalizing on the name Aspen. These swine should be fucked, broken, and driven across the land. 3. It will be the general philosophy of the sheriff's office that no drug worth taking should be sold for money. My first act as sheriff will be to install on the courthouse lawn a set of stocks in order to punish dishonest dope dealers in a proper public fashion.
Ew.
In a word or two, you, I wanna do. No, not your body, your mind, your fool. Come here, baby. Yeah.
You sexy motherfucker.
We're all alone in a villa on the Riviera. Got some friends on the south side in case you cared. Out of all of your friends, I wanna be the closest. That's why I tell you things so you'll be the most. It's when it comes to life, to be this man's wife, you got to be well educated on the subject of fights. I mean the prevention of, in other words, it's R.E.A. the meaning of this thing called love. Are you up on this? If so, then you can get up with a hug and a kiss. Come here, babe. Yeah.
You sexy motherfucker.
Come here, babe. Yeah.
You sexy motherfucker.
We need to talk about things. Tell me what you do. Tell me what you eat. I might cook for you. See, it really don't matter, cause it's all about me and you. Ain't no one else around. I'm even with the blindfold gagged and bound. I don't mind. See, this ain't about sex. It's all about love, being in charge of this, a life and the next. Why all the cosmic talk? I just want you smarter than I'll ever be when we take that walk. Come here, baby. Yeah.
You sexy motherfucker.
Come here, baby. Yeah.
You sexy motherfucker.
Horn, stand up, please.
Shaking that ass, shaking that ass.
It's a chauvinistic pig attitude that you're gonna do something because you got a fucking Mercedes Benz and you ain't gotta walk every day, so you're gonna get out and strut that ass, strut that ass, strut that ass, strut that ass, strut that ass. When you start walking, my friend, and you get 10 and 15 miles on the highway, you won't be strutting that ass. You'll be half dead by the time you get there. So it's a chauvinistic pig attitude. Strut that ass, strut that ass, strut that ass, strut that ass. And when you walk about 15 or 20 miles, you won't be strutting that ass. You'll be so fucking tired, you won't be hard to hold that ass up. You won't be strutting that ass, strutting that ass. You won't be strutting that ass.
You know what I think about? Sex. Sex. Fucking. I think about hands on my tits. And I think about flesh against flesh and sweat. My mind drives me crazy.
What is your name, by the way?
Would you rather just fuck me and never know?
Oh, fuck. Who says romance is dead?
I'm gonna turn him inside out, boy.
Whoa, that sounds like it's gonna hurt.
She was incredible.
She was amazing. She didn't pressure me. And, oh, and she has three kids. And one of her kids has a kid. You all right?
Did you say that she has three kids? One of whom has a kid?
Yeah.
So she's a grandma?
No.
I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but she's a fucking grandma.
Yeah, well, whatever, you know.
She's the hottest grandma I ever saw.
She is. She's
that's
a hot grandma.
Good-looking grandma. My grandma looks like Jack Palance.
Well, she's no Jack Palance.
No. If Jack Palance looked like that lady, I would want to fuck Jack Palance right now.
Yeah, me too.
She's a hot grandma.
Hey, yeah, no, do a grandma, man.
You should fuck her on her plastic-covered couch. Fuck her while she watches Murder, She Wrote. She would probably find that very erotic.
Yeah, well, whatever, you know.
Fuck her and then have her send you a check for $12 on your birthday.
Fuck grandma.
This is fun.
You guys are fucking crazy.
Fuck grandma.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Dude, that's fucked up.
You think?
And when I say booga booga, you booga booga.
What's booga booga mean?
I don't know. But if I say it, you better fucking figure it out.
Jesus Christ, goddamn it, cocksucker, fuck, motherfucker, shit.
Fuck is one of those words that people, for no good reason, have told themselves, if I hear that, I am going to be so offended.
What's the big fucking deal, bitch? Yeah.
Mama?
Hmm?
What does fuck mean?
It's a bad word, hon, for something nice.
But what does it mean?
Well, it means making love. It's how your daddy and me made your brothers and you.
Yeah.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word, just by its sound, can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word fricken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories, as a transitive verb, for instance, John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning is not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as, John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And, as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. As you must realize, there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot, dismay, aw, fuck it, trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now, aggression, don't fuck with me, buddy. Difficulty, I don't understand this fucking question. Inquiry, who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction, I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence, he's a fuck off. Dismissal, why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you!
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
What can I say? You bring out the fuck you in me.
You're gonna need it, you fucking asshole.
We'll be right back. feel better after I say it. I say, fuck. And I'll feel better after that.
How do you feel?
Like a fucker and a fighter and a wild horse rider. Woo!
It's a brilliant word. It's onomatopoeic. It sounds exactly what it is. I don't think it sounds like sex, but and if it does, I'm not too much interested in having sex. Like fuck.
Waiting for niggas to trip, cause bitch, I love to scrap. Nigga, mama raised me as a thug, nigga. millionaire, started as a drug dealer. I went from rocks to Z's, writing raps and movies. I went from trusting these chicks, now they all wanna sue me, so fuck them all. You picture my criminal status at its fucking peak. Even the baddest be getting murdered in they seats. I'm addicted to these streets, like crackers to these creeps. Seeing visions of a prison, wake up screaming in my sleep. Is there a heaven in this hell? A possibility of living well. But if they killing me, I get my stripes and who's the tail? Choosing to sell. I'd rather die and be deceased. World my figure, addicted to these fucking streets.
Now put your motherfucking hands up if you's a rider. Niggas and killers, so they hide and ride. Fuck them all, touch them all, that's the way to do it. Ride up, hop the fuck out, watch that bitch nigga lose up. Man, I'm as cold as this game. Y'all be knowing my name. A young, high, strong thug, nigga created by pain. Living my life in the fast lane, give a fuck about the past. Got my mind on my cash, and my next piece of ass, so fuck them all.
I got glad bags with enemies cut up so they remember me. Soak up in Hennessy so they relatives know it's me. You can bet your last dollar I'll dick them and holler. Riding these hoochies like they some heavy ass Chevy and Pops. Jump up and get your ass shot up. From profit, pick my clock up. I'm busting with such efficiency. Popping, nobody got a holler. Outlaw rides, mash up on the gas pedal. Vacate the scene, count the cash and stash the precious metal. Here come the coppers, the SWAT team in the helicopters. The practice is crazy, why? Cause they'll never stop us. I watch Arnold Schwarzenegger bust somebody in the movie. Now I wanna do it too. Ooh, ooh, niggas is too through. True to the game, I claim. Outlaw riders, we give a fuck what they try.
Cause you know we're behind it. Can you picture me sticking niggas? But they watch and chain. Kick back, little nigga, and watch the game. Get your mug rocked and whatnot. We keep it popping like a drug spot. The streets know
even
what's
my hood. Call me baby Michael Mexican. Shot with some slugs on him. I got a brother, don't rest, and he keeps some drugs on him. Always a grind move, hustle to find food. Ever seen faces of death, that's what my dog.
I keep my mind on my money and my money on my mind. With my back against the wall, like I'm running out of time. Even rap with a gat, I must be going out my mind. Like I'm up against the world with this guerrilla team of mine. Screaming, rock like pigs, fuck them all. And die for them, even if them last nigga left, I'ma ride for them, feel me? Until they kill me, that's how I'm. My slogan, fuck them all.
Right,
put your hand up in the air, it's a middle finger thing, yeah.
That's right,
man,
fuck them all.
I put my dirt up on my lonely, don't need no phony homies, he told me.
That's right, man, fuck them all.
That go for each and every one of you homies, so don't get comfortable, I'm calling you.
That's right, man,
fuck them all. Nigga, we outlaw riders, they give a fuck if you love us, we thuggin'.
That was a fucking boat ride! Woo! An adventure like that makes me frickin' horny!
You can fuck in a whole variety of ways. Many, many ways, you know. The Kama Sutra can give you some ideas on positions.
Missionary?
We have missionary sex, but like on the edge of a couch where she's propped up, legs pinned back, so you can get that deep stroke on.
Doggy?
Doggy style, bent over a couch, but with like a leg up so you can get the good view underneath.
Cowgirl?
Cowgirl, for those of you who don't know, it's the girl on top facing you, as opposed to reverse cowgirl, which we do also. Then, of course, there's the biggest seller in all porn is ass fucking. And because that's, you're putting two dirty words together, ass and fuck.
You should have been here about 2 hours ago. You missed some pretty serious action.
There's a little anger in it. Not anger at your partner. Just you tap into your own rage and you vent it and you fuck with everything you got.
Fucking is probably better than making love if you're, you know, if you're doing it right.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely.
This is a song for the ladies. But fellas, listen closely. You
don't always have to fuck her hard. In fact, sometimes that's not right to do. Sometimes you got to make some love and fucking give her some smooches too. Sometimes you got to squeeze. Sometimes you got to say please. Sometimes you got to say, hey, I'm gonna fuck you softly. I'm gonna screw you gently. I'm gonna hump you sweetly. I'm gonna ball you discreetly. And then you say, hey, I brought you flowers. And then you say, wait a minute, Sally, I think I got something in my teeth. Could you get it out for me? That's fucking teamwork. What's your favorite position? That's cool with me. It's not my favorite, but I'll do it for you. What's your favorite dish? I'm not gonna cook it, but I'll order it from Zanzibar. And then I'm gonna love you completely. And then I fucking fuck you discreetly. And then I fucking bone you completely. But then I'm gonna fuck.
It's like that, and it's like this. I took her to the pad, and we started to kiss. Now my dick's on hard, you know what I'm thinking. Took the panties off, and the pussy was stinking. Pulled off my drawers, and I started to begin. Now the pussy's wet, so my dick slides in. Oh, hidey, 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 you ho. Riding on the stock, and I'm working kind of slow. So beep-bop-bo, fuck-bum. She's scratching on my back, oh, here she comes. Now I gotta get a nut, gotta get a nut, gotta get it quick, you know, because I love this shit so. So
myself. Fuck her for me! For me! Whoa, 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 settle down, Tiger. I know.
It's not funny.
Seriously? Get away from me.
Dude, don't mess this up.
Mess what up? Matt, she's a porn star, okay? Take her to a motel room and bang her like a beast.
Eli, I like this girl.
And you can still like her with your penis inside her. What would JFK do if you know he got that ass?
Died, but did you know that he could read all our minds? He was the U.S. Adam with Jack the wife. He was a hyper-charismatic telepathical knight. JFK. JFK.
Even though I'm better than you, I am not.
His parents were an academic team of elites.
Their goal was to raise the future human supreme.
He smelled like the future.
His words felt like flowers.
And if you shook your hand, you'd make love with it for hours.
A list?
Let's. Soldier?
Check.
Flight?
True. Commie?
No. Rich?
Quite. And was he the true cousin of Sir Jesus Christ?
You fucking know he was, man.
Oh, oh, oh! Made love. Read minds. Went inside of more than half of mankind. Let us down, but shit, how could we mind? He was a handsome devil, but the kind of devil you like. Oh, oh, wore suits sometimes. Started movies that appeared in our minds. He knew the secrets of all space and time. And if he liked you, he would tell you, but you had to unwind. JFK.
Full of stars.
He understands my shit,
said the short and the tall.
He saw a million faces and he sexed them all. I saw him heal a zebra.
I saw him love his wife. I saw him bless a demon and that demon changed its life. Some secrets never aired about the sex lord elect. Let us go back to the start.
When JFK was just specs, no one knew.
No one guessed.
Due to all of his flaws.
That the world's most human mofo wasn't
human at all.
Oh, oh,
fake man. Great stats. Never sat to empty out all his crap. How could a program love and fuck so sweet? He was a hypersympathetic telepathic machine.
JFK. JFK.
Man is still the most extraordinary computer of all. And women are even cooler.
When I was in Las Vegas, I took peyote.
You were searching for something.
Well, I saw some things, not things per se, hallucinations, Roger Corman shit. It was kind of disappointing. There wasn't any of that.
What was there?
It's kind of hard to describe. Have you done it, right? Acid, shit like that?
No.
All I can say is, I saw for pretty certain that this, everything we see and experience, is not all there is.
What else is there?
Something else. But that's as far as I'm gonna go with it. I don't fucking know.
Alternate universes?
Maybe. This is gonna sound stupid.
I tell you, we each and every one of us are alone in the ring, fighting for our lives. Just like that poor prick.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
You got a better one?
Don't get me started. It's complicated.
Think I'm stupid?
You know, it's actually an illusion, those two boxes are separate entities.
What the fuck?
Illusion?
As separate entities is simply the way we choose to perceive them.
I didn't choose nothing.
It's physics. Schrodinger's equation. The boxes, you, me, we're all part of the same quantum field.
You have a substitute teacher at Carver Middle School?
He's a rocket scientist, for Christ's sake.
Fickle.
Bell Labs.
Oh,
lift it up, nigga.
you were saying?
Well, think of the two boxes as ocean waves or currents of air, two tornadoes, say. They appear to be two things, right? Two separate things, but they're not. The tornadoes is just wind. The wind stirred up in different directions. The fact is, nothing is separate. Everything is connected.
Everything is everything. I'm down with that.
Get the fuck out of here.
The universe is just a big soup of molecules bumping up against one another. The shapes we see exist only in our own consciousness.
So beautiful and crystal clear, they scrape the clouds with their top.
Fuck California.
And the air's so clear, I drink it in, it makes me drunk. I fall down and fall asleep.
Fuck San Francisco.
I dream of some little evil land with twisted, craggly experiences down below the Oregon border.
Fuck San Badoo.
I'm there in my dreams, I'm there in my nightmares, and I gotta sing about it all day long.
Fuck weed.
This city is so beautiful, the clouds come out in the fall, and I love to see them back.
And fuck California!
Even on a cloudy day, the sun pokes through at the end to make a little sunset experience, even though you're depressed.
Fuck Santa Cruz.
Oh, I'm in Central Oregon now, driving my little blue tin can, and I hear green onions.
Fuck wild.
Green onions on the little stereo, and I feel like I'm going the right way, north way, north, 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 north! Woo! Yeah! Keep going north!
I hear lies every fucking day. Even me, I lie to myself. Here's some of my faves. I've heard that even guys can get pregnant from swallowing semen, and that wolf men don't need wolf women to make wolf boys, and that God only likes certain types of love, and that God really likes it when wolf men lovingly swallow semen. I've heard that women have two sets of teeth. I don't know. And have you ever heard that Freud was a motherfucker? Like, a real one? I hear that all the time. And supposedly, the Pope has no superpowers. They say he's not even a mutant. Whatever. And once, a little poodle-looking fucker told me that suits are supposed to fit like this. Well, poodle fucker, this goes right to you and all of your measuring men.
They say things happen for a reason. They say the cocksuckers are bad. They say that God has a plan. Everybody's fucking lying to me. They say the rhythm will get me. They say that salad ain't sucky. They say that ladies never do-do. Everybody's fucking lying to me. They say a chicken's never wishing to commit suicide. And that all the Bigfoots and Swamp Squatches have died. No way. Say pizza ain't a funnel, I say bullshit to that. And I don't believe that lobsters are okay with the bass. And that secret thing you're doing each and every fucking night will make your hands get super hairy and you'll lose your fucking sight. No way, no way, no, no, no way. When I was a baby, daddy told me something crazy. He said, son, your mama left me and she went and joined the Navy. I said, dad, you're fucking kidding. He said, no, no, that's the gravy. And the gravy I passed. You know how people say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Well, I've seen the nearly killed and that just couldn't be more wronger. And the women are supposed to only like the giant donger. So the gravy I pass to them. Creme de la creme, la 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 de la creme. Creme la creme, la 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 de la creme. That is me, the creme of the de la creme. La 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 creme, creme la la la.
Dan. I'm crazy.
You're not crazy. I used to be crazy. But you're not crazy. Look, you're my only son.
I know.
No, no, hold it. I know I'm not the best communicator, but whatever happens to you, whatever shit you come up against, you just say and do
whatever's in your heart.
Be honest. Tell the truth. Even if they do look at you funny, they will. They'll call you a fool, tell you wrong. But there's something you gotta understand, son. And that's that almost all of those people are full of shit. They're all part of this great big conspiracy. Bullshit. And they're scared of people like you. Because those bullshitters know that you're smarter than all of them. You know what you say to people like that? Fuck you.
If I had the copyright on the word fuck, I'd say fuck this job and yourself, you dumb fuck. No need for hard work and no need for luck. If I had the copyright on the word fuck. It's filthy, it's nasty, unseemly and vile. That all may be true, but it's so versatile. So often deleted, this fine expletive is a verb, a noun, and an adjective. If I had the copyright on the word fuck, I'd have no need for daggum, dang, darn, shoot, or shucks. No need for hard work and no need for luck. If I had the copyright on the word fuck. Not a gasp, not a sigh, for my mouth would be heard. Nope, just a cha-ching when I hear the F word. If people got jealous of all of my wealth, I'd tell them to copyright shit, damn and hell. If I had the copyright on the word fuck, it would roll off my tongue like water off a duck. Four-letter word usage is perfectly honed. I could retire on New York alone. Where they say fuck the fucking motherfuckers, I don't give a fuck. If they can't fucking take a fucking joke, then hey, what the fuck? Those fuckers will fuck you, so don't get fucked up. Quit fucking around or you're gonna get fucked.
Thank you.
If I had the copyright on the word fuck,
yourself, you dumb fuck. No need for hard work and no need for luck. If I had the copyright on the word fuck. Thank you.
Control nobody. We want the people to be in control, to know who they are and what they want to be. Yeah, and question authority, what the fuck? But not for the sake of argument, but because you took the time to analyze it and you found a better fucking way. Not just a fucking excuse to complain. And beware of people who try to use you as a statistic to back up their claims of power. They use you simply as a vehicle to get themselves where they want to, with no reference to your best interest, except for that disclaimer that their best interest is your best interest. And remember, cool is only three letters away from fool.
As quick and hard as good, I wanna fuck you. Yes, I wanna fuck you.